Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Okay, who can we pray for this morning?
Jordan, Jacob, the Saints,
Crouch and Camel, Metro. Okay. Alright, let's pray. Father, we just ask that your will be done today. We just pray that you just be with Floyd and Jessica. God, just be with them, lead them, Lord, bless them. Be with the brothers down there in Mexico, Lord. And be with Chris and Tim and their family. Some traveling, God. Just protect them, Lord, on the trip. Lord, we pray for Jason. God, we pray that you heal his body, Lord, according to your will. And that you just be with Robin and the girls. Elijah, and just help them, Lord, to get through this time, Father. Help us to know how to help them. God, we need your help. We need your mercy, Lord. We need your wisdom, God. Just help us to get through. And speak with us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Let's go to COVID. Okay, we just read in 8, I believe that Tobias got married, and that was a real neat deal. They just went through a real trial through all that, a lot of tragedy in Sarah's life, and it just turned out to be a blessing. And so this is chapter 9 where we're going to start. Then Tobias called Raphael and said to him, and who is Raphael? He's the what?
The angel.
The angel, that's right. Tobias called Raphael and said to him, Brother Azarias, take a servant and two camels with you and journey to Rages of Media, find Gabriel, and bring the silver back to me, and bring him to the wedding feast. For Raguel has sworn an oath for me not to go away. But my father is counting the days, and if I delay longer, he will be very distressed. Then Raphael went and spent the night with Gabriel and gave him the handwritten receipt. So Gabriel brought the small sealed bag and gave them to him. They both rose early in the morning and went to the wedding feast. Then Tobias blessed his wife. Go ahead and do 10. Tobit, his father, was counting each day. He was just, they didn't have phones and stuff, so he was probably pretty worried. Probably really didn't know what had become of his son so much. And he's just waiting for his son. Tobit, his father, was counting the day. But when the days needed to complete the journey had ended, and they had not returned, he asked, has he perhaps been dishonored? Or has Gabriel died and no one gave him the silver? So he was very distressed. Then his wife told him, the young man has perished. That is why he is delayed. Then she began to weep for him. This is his mom, Tobit's wife. Then she began to weep for him and said, nothing matters to me. Why, my child, the light of my eyes... Nothing matters to me, my child, the light of my eyes, for I permitted you to go. So Tobit said to her, be silent and have no more thoughts about it. He is in good health. And then she replied to him, you be quiet. Do not deceive me. My child has perished. Then throughout the day she went outside to the road by which he departed. And during the day she did not eat bread. At night she did not cease lamenting for her son Tobias. Until the 14 days of the wedding feast were over, then the days Raguel swore him to celebrate there. So she's convinced that something has gone wrong, and she's not listening to her husband, and she's pretty contrary against him because of her grief for her son. Then Tobias said to Raguel, "Send me back, for my father and my mother no longer hope they will see me." But his father-in-law said to him, "Stay with me, and I will send messengers to your father. They will make clear to him how you are doing." But Tobias said, "No, indeed. On the contrary, send me back to my father." Then Raguel rose and gave Sarah his wife to him, and half of his belongings, and servants, cattle, and silver. Then he blessed them and sent them on their way, saying, "May the God of heaven prosper you, my children, before the day I die." To his daughter he said, "Honor your husband's mother and father, for they are now your parents." Which I thought that was pretty interesting, that he's just, as he sends his daughter away, even to be married, he's just charging her to be a good daughter-in-law and be a blessing. Says, "Let me hear a good report of you." And he kissed her. And then Edna said to Tobias, "My beloved brother, may the Lord of heaven bring you back and grant me to see your children from my daughter Sarah, that I may rejoice before the Lord. Behold, I am entrusting my daughter to your care. Do not grieve her." With this, Tobias went on his way, blessing God that he had prospered his journey. Then he blessed Raguel and Edna, his wife. Okay, that's it. Pretty neat story. All right, that's about all I had there. Not much to add. So, next week, why don't you boys come up with a verse about a verse, an example in the Bible, or even in real life, of somebody just showing mercy to somebody else that maybe even didn't deserve it, but somebody showed mercy, and just come with that next week, and for the young men too.
What happened? Okay, why don't you boys, you got something?
Yeah.
What is it?
We're supposed to memorize a verse in Philippians 4. And I got Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. Nevertheless, you have done great in sharing my affliction.
Sylvester, we didn't, that was just me to my voice. Maybe we'd have something for you to say.
Just say something you're thankful for, or whatever you want to say.
I'm thankful for the nice weather.
I'm thankful for all that we, all the things that we get, that we have a peaceful place to live in and work and things like that.
Yeah. I'm thankful that yesterday when we were doing that roof at New Site, no one fell off. It's real steep.
I'm thankful for the work we had yesterday at Sykes Work Bee.
I'm thankful for Brother Jason that his surgery went well, and I hope that he gets better.
I'm thankful for all the firewood that we got to give to Jason's.
Philippians 4:4-5.
Okay. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. Then, 5. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men, for the Lord is near.
Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute. If there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
I'm thankful for opportunities to help other people, and I'm thankful we got that roof on before this rain.
I'm just thankful for how well the brethren work together whenever stuff needs done. Just all pitch in, and most of the time have good attitudes.
I'm thankful for the changes that come in life that we... God doesn't let us get comfortable. He gives us lessons, and it gives us an opportunity to trust in Him and rely on Him more than our circumstances.